News, I'm Tian Lu. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has stressed the importance of developing intelligent connected new energy vehicles and making the auto industry smarter and greener. Premier Li was speaking while inspecting the 2024 Beijing International Automotive Exhibition. He called for pursuing industrial innovation led by sci-tech innovation, promoting opening up and cooperation, and better satisfying and creating market demand. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has commended China's advances in the electric vehicle sector during his visit in Beijing.
It's good to see electric vehicles making progress in China.
All cars will be electric in the future.
Musk's visit comes at invitation of the China Council for the Promotion of International Trade. China's Shenzhou 17 crew members have held a handover ceremony with their Shenzhou 18 counterparts. The ceremony included transferring the keys of the country's space station. The Shenzhou 17 crew members have so far completed all planned tasks. The three astronauts will return to the Zhongfeng landing site in Inner Mongolia on April the 30th. Authorities say China will launch a nationwide anti-bullying campaign to ensure the safety of students across primary, middle schools, and kindergartens. A joint meeting involving several government agencies says the campaign includes a comprehensive investigation on bullying cases in all primary and middle schools. The meeting stresses the significance of educating teachers, students, and parents on the rule of law, alongside efforts to improve the accountability system. Officials also highlight the need to improve mental health monitoring among students. Pro-Palestinian protests continue across major U.S. universities. The major demands of demonstrators include an end to the conflict in Gaza and the severing of U.S. colleges' financial ties with Israeli companies. Pro-Israel supporters have also formed counter-protests in and around several college campuses. It is Tian Sen reports from the University of California.
As the bells chimed at the University of California, Los Angeles, hundreds of students filled the protest encampment in support of Palestine. This is day three of their demonstration. Students are closely watching what's happening in the Middle East. The university said it supports the rights of free speech in the community. Administrators also want to minimize disruption to teaching and classes. Security around the encampment has increased in an effort to prevent congestion, but a segment of the Jewish community is voicing discontent with the growth of these protests. The organizers have established strict community guidelines that enforce mutual respect for all, and they have handpicked spokespeople to make sure their message represents everyone here.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has joined nationwide protests calling for an end to violence against women. On Sunday, tens of thousands of Australians gathered at events across the country to demand action to address gendered violence. In Canberra, protesters were joined on their march to Parliament House by Albanese and senior government ministers. Recently launched by CGTN Radio, the English multimedia radio drama Echoes of Kulian has captivated audiences with its touching tale embodying the friendship between the Chinese and American people.
Kulian is already better and better.
Kulian is cool.
The five-episode drama draws inspiration from the real-life story of American physicist Professor Milton Gardner and his connection to Kulian, a summer resort in the suburbs of southeast China's Fuzhou City. Listeners can find the radio drama on radio.cgtn.com and all major podcast platforms. The Olympic flame for Paris 2024 has begun its journey from Greece's Piraeus port to France on board the French ship Belem. The three-masted ship set sail from Greece's largest port 90 days before the opening ceremony of the Games on July the 26th. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.